Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I've been an asshole my whole life. I want to be a better man. Is it possible to change?
Well, you can change that quick. You can choose to be a good guy. You can choose to be a man of honor. You can choose to keep your word. You can choose to do the things that you're supposed to do, just like you can choose to go work out and eat healthy, or you can choose to eat the cake and the junk food and blow off going to the gym or whatever. Yeah. And so, as Jocko Willink so aptly put it, he says, discipline equals freedom. And so what that means is, by being disciplined in the little things, ultimately you get the freedom you want. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to be very disciplined. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to be very disciplined in what you do day in and day out, week after week, month after month, year after year. Because typically it takes a decade or more to really make a business or a career really take off. And so it's getting up when you don't feel like it. Just like when, you know, when you first showed up, you're like, I'm not really feeling like I want to film today.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, that's fine with me. I'd rather film when you're excited and you're in the mood, because the content will be much better.
Yeah.
And then not 5 minutes later, she's like, okay, let's film. I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And she forced herself to film and get into it, because as Dale Carnegie said, inaction breeds fear and doubt, taking action breeds confidence and courage. And just like me being a writer, you know, I write books for a living, even though I actually hate writing and I don't enjoy it at all, even though a lot of people like the way I write, they like the success quotes that I've come up with over the years, I do it because it's part of my business. I do it because it's necessary. And so it's part of the functions of the business. I have to do these things. And oftentimes, like whether it's just writing a book or working on something that I'm writing or editing an article, picking an email out.
Yeah.
It's like many times when I sit down to film my video newsletters, the last thing I want to do that I feel like doing is my videos. But I know my audience is expecting those videos to get published, because a lot of guys, that's how they start their day, is with the new Coach Corey Wayne video. Because it's like their morning coffee routine. They, yeah, you know, watch a 10, 15, 20 minute video of me while they're getting ready for work or they're having their breakfast or whatever. Just maybe the day before sucked and they had a really rough day and they're watching me because, you know, I'm saying something positive or uplifting, or I'm giving them an empowering message that particular morning, and they tune in because if they were having a difficult day, they know they're going to learn something or they're going to hear something. Because a big part of success is managing your mindset, managing what goes on between your ears and your self-talk. Mm-hmm. And most people's self-talk sucks. And, you know, they're constantly asking themselves low quality questions, such as, like, why does this always happen to me? Why does my life never go the way I want? Why do I never get the clients that I want? Why do I ever get the girls that I want? Why doesn't my stock investments do what I want them to do? Why doesn't this happen? Why doesn't that happen to me?
Yeah.
And so when you ask negative, disempowering questions, your brain has no choice but to come up with reasons to justify those, instead of, hey, what's good about this? What do I have to be grateful for in my life today? What things have gone well in the past few weeks that I should be excited about and optimistic that things are about to change for me? And so, I mean, a lot of life, you know, one of the things that Jim Carrey said, which is so true, he says, sometimes you have to do things that you hate in order to do the things that you love. And sometimes the things that you have to do in life are going to be in conflict with your goals or the things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's being in business or being in relationship with anybody for that matter, friends, family, significant other, sometimes you're going to have to do and say things you don't really want to do because it's just part of the process. And a big part of success in life, and I talked a lot about this in Mastering Yourself, is really life is a series of processes, and it's mastering those processes. It's mastering the process of eating healthy, mastering the process of doing weight training enough to where you can get the muscle tone and the body shape that you want. Same thing with cardio, or same thing with business, or same thing with investing, or same thing with fixing up foreclosure properties. There is a process to do it. If you play on an NFL football team or you're playing in the NBA, those guys are very process oriented. It's like they get up, they go to work, and there's film watching, there's workouts, there's eating, there's practice time on the field, there's walkthroughs that they have to do in the game, there's other things that have to be done outside as just part of the industry and your duty as part of an NFL franchise or whatever. Or an NBA franchise for that matter, is that there's just things that have to get done. And very successful athletes that win multiple championships, you know, they're process oriented. And that's one of the things I like about Coach McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins, is that, and I hear this from the players a lot, is they're all process oriented. And so when you do the process of learning the plays and practicing the plays and watching the film and preparing yourself ahead of time, then when you get to the game, you've prepared, and now you can just live in the moment and do all the things that you've been practicing to do throughout the week. It's because you know success is a process.
Yeah.
And following that process, eventually you see progress. And being happy comes from seeing that you're making progress towards the things that you want in your life.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you're not taking action, you're not going to see any advancement. You're not going to see the things that you want manifesting or starting to manifest in your life, or your ship starting to turn in the direction of going towards the things that you want in life.
Yeah.
And so you got to commit to the process of being successful.
Yeah, you got to push through it and don't let your body take control of you. You take control of your body, unless you're just going to be in the funk 24/7. Like, for example, like that's kind of what I felt. I was sitting there. I was just going to start scheduling videos for the next week. And I was just like, what am I doing? You know, like, why am I going to allow myself to stay in this state of mind of negative, of just bad energy, instead of just pushing through it? Like, I don't want my body to control me. I want to take control of it. So I'm just like, just get up, let me just go take a vitamin emergency really quick and get on game mode. And I feel way better now. I feel like I'm gonna be happy that I did that I pushed myself, you know.
Yeah, because you took action. Inaction breeds fear and doubt, and that's how we were feeling before we started filming. And now that you're filming, and it's like you get, you know, 10, you know, it's like I was starting to say earlier about writing, it's like sitting down to write, it's like even when I don't feel like it, I get 10, 15 minutes in and I just completely lose myself in the process of writing and focusing on what I need to do. And next thing I know, an hour has gone by and whatever I was writing is done. And now I feel a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, you feel
so great. I feel like crap initially, but because I forced myself to push through that and take action, I felt productive.
Yeah.
And because I felt productive, I felt better. Just like, you know,
right
now we're in the middle of filming. We're, you know, a matter of minutes from being done, and like the
happy tonight.
Yeah, you feel like you accomplished something, and the past hour flew by because you lost yourself in the process of making videos and answering questions versus sitting around, and then the rest of the day you're going, I probably should have filmed. Right. Would have given me more footage to edit over the next
now
few
I have
days.
Nothing.
Now I need more stuff to edit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whatever the question's saying, how can he be a better person because he feels like he's a bad guy, that's just an excuse. You could be a better person. You can choose to be a better person.
Commit to the process. Discipline equals freedom, as Jocko Willink says.
Yeah. Just tell yourself that you are a good person. You're not a bad person, you know. And what are you doing to become better?
Well, it's it's nice to tell yourself those things, but the most important thing is you got to take action.
Yeah.
Just like you did. You took action instead of doing nothing. Because if you'd have done nothing, you would have felt worse.
Yeah.
Now that you've taken action, just like you said, I feel amazing already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that changed your state. And that's what Dale Carnegie said. I mean, that wisdom's over 100 years old. Inaction breeds fear and doubt. Taking action breeds confidence and courage.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's what happens. That's the difference between successful people. You know, it's like, I think it was Woody Allen said, 80% of success is just showing up.
Yeah.
In other words, taking action. That is, you can sit around and you can, you know, think all the happy thoughts that you want, but if you're not taking action, you're going to feel worse. Plus, you're not going to move your life towards the things that you want.
Yeah.
So when you lose yourself in the process of achieving your grandest goals and dreams, it's like you're able to go to bed every night and feel like you got something accomplished
because
mm-hmm. you were focusing on doing things that were important that bring you results.
Right.
And again, success is making progress. Happiness comes from feeling like you're making progress. And so if you can see your life, even though it's really small and it's really incremental and it looks like millimeter by millimeter day in and day out, as the weeks and the months and the years go by, you know, you think back to where you were at the beginning of the year and all the things you've been through in the past year and where you are now and how you feel now.
Yeah.
It's like you put in the time, you did the work, and now you're reaping the results.
Right.
The quality of your life is better. You're happier. Mm-hmm. You're nicer.
Yeah.
You're more fun to be around.
Yeah. And like in the moment, it might feel like the worst time ever. You're never going to get through it. And then months pass and you're like, wow, like I really did get through all of that. Like it felt like it was a never ending part of your life. But the truth is life goes on, life moves on and it improves even though you don't think it does.
Yeah. You've overcome every bad thing that's ever happened to you because you're still here now.
Yeah.
The worst. I mean, there's things that happen in life and when you were going through them, you're like, this is the end. It's over for me. It's never going to get any better. And yet, here you are. You overcame every challenge that ever came your way. And if you're alive and you're still watching this, it means you still got work to do.
Right.
Until you've accomplished what you were put on this earth to do, you cannot be harmed. There will be an energy around you. There will be a protection around you that will keep you safe and gently guide you towards the things that you're meant to create and towards the people that you're meant to create things with.
Yep. Religion helped me a lot. I don't know what helps other people, but I'm just going to put that out there.
How did religion help you?
Like you said, the energy, the God, like, is that protector who I know is keeping me safe, that is watching over me, even though it's a bad day, you know, I'm not alone. You know, I have him at all costs. Like, even if everyone leaves me behind, if everybody betrays me or whatever, I always have my loyalty from God. And I stay happy with that.
God, you ride or die.
Yeah, he is. Then that's how we got here, and that's how we're going to leave here, too.